Say, O Muhammad, whoever is the enemy of Jibril should know that he has revealed this Quran to your heart by Allah's command, which confirms previous scriptures and is a guidance and good news for the believers. Let them know that whoever is an enemy of Allah, His angels, His Rasuls, Jibril, and Mikael, Allah is an enemy to such unbelievers. We have sent down to you a clear revelations. No one can deny them except the transgressors. Has it not been the case that every time they made a covenant, a group of them threw it aside? But the fact is that most of them are faithless. Whenever there came to them a Rasul from Allah confirming their own holy book, a group from those to whom the holy book was given cast off the book of Allah behind their backs as if they knew nothing about it, and accepted what the shaitans falsely attributed to the kingdom of Sulaiman. Not that Sulaiman was an unbeliever, it were the shaitans who were unbelievers. They taught witchcraft to the people, and that which was revealed to the two angels, Harut and Marut, in the city of Babylon. Yet these two angels never taught magic to anyone without saying, "We have been sent to tempt you. Do not renounce your faith." In spite of this warning, these people kept on learning from both of them, the magic of which could cause discord between husband and wife. Although they could harm none with it except with Allah's permission, they learned indeed what harmed them and did not profit them. Even though they knew fully well that the buyers of magic would have no share in the happiness of the hereafter, surely they sold their souls for a bad price if they could understand it. If they would have believed, accepted Islam, and kept themselves away from evil, there would have been a better reward from Allah if they could understand it.